Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sales Intel's Season 2 podcast series, Pipeline Pioneer, where our goal, our objective is to learn from the practitioners and the experts as to how to build the most optimal pipeline that converts into revenue. We all know generating pipeline is the heart and blood of any organization. Today, I'm excited to have two young entrepreneurs, Sri and Atul, with me. Sri and Atul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Manoj, it's good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for joining us. So, Sri and Atul, why don't we dive right in? Tell the audience about yourself, your business, and how, in your role as two founders, entrepreneurs, do you help build a pipeline for your business?
Yeah, well, we'll give you the quick rundown of our roles here. So I'm Atul, I'm the co-founder and CRO in big air quotes. I'm mostly post-sales though. So like upsells, you know, afterwards, after the customer closes, onboarding them. But Fiarsha over here, he handles our top of funnel and all the way to close. He can tell you a little more.
Yeah, my name is Fiarsha, co-founder, CEO at Hyperbound, and, you know, run the go-to-market team primarily and you know, product along with Atul, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So do you also chip in developing the pipeline for the business?
We both do. I mean, we have to, right? We are constantly talking to new people and, you know, we're going to events all the time and meeting folks there. So we generate pipeline, yeah, a variety of different ways. Mostly it's all been inbound over the last year. And primarily the way we do that is LinkedIn. We're very active on LinkedIn. We post every day. You know, have sequences that are sent out to all these folks when they visit our website or engage with any of our content. So we built out kind of an inbound machine, and now we're working on building an outbound machine as well this year.
And from the post-sale side as well, like, we're all about word of mouth. In fact, most of our customers come in inbound because of this word of mouth. So we get those referrals, we incentivize folks to send more leads our way. Yeah, it's a good system.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. So, you know, defining, you know, starting companies is fun, right? That's a lot of work. The success of that depends upon focus on the product, focus on go-to-market, focus on the prospect that you go after, that you convert to client. How did you guys define your ICP?
Yeah, that's the hardest part. And honestly, even now, it's a constant evolution of figuring out exactly what our ICP is. Well, here's the thing, right? I'll preface by saying that I don't think there's ever a fixed ICP for any company. I think it's a constantly evolving thing. For us specifically, right, even in the last year, we started out with SMBs, startups, right, with small sales teams. And one of the biggest things we realized is the problem of coaching at that stage is not as big as when you get to like thousands of reps. Right. Imagine you're a company with 2,500 reps, right? Imagine how difficult it is to train all these folks, especially if you're launching a new product or if they're new hires, right? How do you get them all up to speed quickly? And so we quickly realized that through some of our early customers and made that shift. And now we fully operate up market, mid-market enterprise accounts, essentially.
Absolutely. We found a segment where we go from a nice to have to a absolute need to have, can't imagine life without it. And, you know, it's been the focus for us to dive deeper into that over this year.
Well, that's great, man. That's great. So you think you found your niche, right? You found your ICP where the higher the go-to-market headcount, the better the value for the customer from your product.
Yeah, absolutely. So the size is one factor. The other two factors, just to briefly cover them, is the org remote? In fact, is the org global and remote? Do they speak different languages? Because if all of those criteria are met, it becomes a very, very strong yes for Hyperbound. And the other part to it as well is industry. We had like a pretty, I would say that we had a pretty structured approach to evaluating different industries. We closed customers in a variety of industries up front. And then we learned a lot from each one, and we narrowed down, and it's been lots of, honestly, like, it's really changed the way that we do prospecting and targeting now, because we realize that these different industries prefer different things, and there's a lot more goal or pipeline for us to come from certain of them.
Okay, that's great. You know, ICP definition, back in the day, people will just take the firmographic, demographic data and say it's the ICP. But who would have Who would have thought that, you know what, remote versus non-remote is one of the factors for ICP. This is great. Well, let's switch the gear to AI, right? We are hearing AI everywhere. A lot of our products have AI built in. I'm sure you guys are leveraging AI. When you look at the pipeline generation activities, where do you see AI fit in, or are you seeing some of the use cases of AI being implemented successfully?
Yeah, there's a variety of places. Are you curious about our workflow at Hyperbound, or are you curious
In
about
general, and both,
just...
we'd love to know about you. Where are you leveraging AI with your workflow? At the same time, like in pipeline generation, where do you see the industry is going?
I would say the biggest thing that AI has unlocked is automated account research, right? Like, because there's so much natural language that's found on all these companies' websites, on all of their marketing material, on all of their press releases, and being able to understand that at scale, and ask yes or no questions about, like, you're now able to, instead of having a SDR go through and mark account as within ICP or not, you have an AI that can do it.
Yeah.
And the scale that that unlocks for you is incredible. Like, that is, I mean, Clay, everyone knows about Clay at this point. Like, that, the ability to orchestrate your own workflows that do that is probably the biggest game changer we're going to see for a bit.
That's great. We're also seeing this shift. Like when you think pipeline generation, right? You're usually thinking numbers, you're thinking volume, right? It's like how if we can get our connect rate up, we will book more meetings, right? But I think what a lot of folks have realized lately is connects are so valuable because they're so hard to come by. So every connect matters, every conversation matters, right? So it's like, how do you actually maximize that conversation when it comes up? And it's a big part of why people are even trying to use Hyperbound right now. It's like, okay, my rep got the connect, they're in a conversation now. How do I make sure that they are all stars when that happens, right? And for the longest time, companies have ignored that, and I think they're starting to realize and come back to the basics and explore it again.
That's great. Well, we're going to play an interactive game, right? As we all know, whether you're a startup, a scale-up, or an enterprise, resources are very limited. And we, as go-to-market leaders, are tasked with utilizing those resources effectively. So in this game, you have 100 pennies. You can see my screen, right?
Yeah.
So you have 100 pennies, and your goal is to distribute these pennies across these different go-to-market channels, right? Some companies have sales and marketing and community. Some go heavy on partnership and product-led, right? In your business in 2025, where would you distribute? How would you distribute these pennies across different channels?
Well, Manoj, we literally sat down and did exactly this exercise, but with real money last week. So we can tell
Let's
back.
do it. Treat this as real money because I'm gonna ask you again towards the end of the year as to how did your distribution or the investment work out?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to change as well. But yeah, like, I would say that our primary channels for us right now are sales-led growth. And also channel sales. So that one you could put in this partnership here. Beyond that, right?
Marketing for sure too. We
Exactly.
are
So I'm
definitely.
gonna put one penny in each and double down, please, wherever you see fit.
Sure.
Yeah. And
Customer-led growth is another one. I would definitely put customer-led growth.
we're spinning up customer communities right now, especially executive customer communities. We're excited for those.
The event-led growth is another one. Yeah, we're starting to host some CRO dinners and do more. We're going more for the top-down sale now, more than before.
Yep.
So, which means the only way to get to the leaders, the executives at the top, is events, and it's a big focus for us.
Events, yeah, that's great. I love your well-diversified investment strategy.
Oh,
Yeah.
absolutely. And we're not PLG. So we're PLS. We get folks interested, but they still have to book a demo with like a teaser of our product. So I wouldn't put any pennies in there. I mean, even in marketing, even like I would say the part of marketing that we're focused on is socials at the moment, like socials and ad spend. So maybe that penny is shared a little bit
I
there.
would double down on marketing for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Let's
that.
double on marketing.
Yeah, but let's double down on partnership as well.
Yeah.
Think we have a heavy focus on that right now. And let's see, social-led growth. That's always, yeah, it's been a strong part of what we do always. Like our LinkedIn socials are very active.
But you
These
know, it's not really where we're putting money behind marketing spend in socials, but we're not like advertising on we
on
are
LinkedIn,
advertising
then.
on LinkedIn.
We're
Yeah, we are.
advertising on LinkedIn, so
Yeah. I guess yeah. And I'd say yeah, we might as well drop that other penny in there as well.
this is great. You know what? This is a great, well diversified, as I said, investment. Let me switch the gears and show you, where your peers have invested, partnership, community. Customer led obviously are there. So we're gonna overlay your data right to the community led data. When you look at, but before this, that when you look at this distribution, anything surprises you?
I'm surprised by the amount of money people are putting into founder-led growth.
Yeah.
It just actually, who are you serving
You
for this?
know, so we had folks like you who were, in second, third, fourth year. At the same time, I had companies in the 30, 40, $50 million in ARR, and they were asking their founders to get out there
Wow.
and make the investments, right? To speak at the conferences, go be active, in the communities and social. So it was like a founder's brand became the key driver for pipeline.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Well, I hope that's the case for you all at Sales Intel as well, Manoj, because you've been doing a great job.
Well, I'm doing my bit, but we have a great team. We have a great team, and as just like yours, we diversified our pennies, and then we come back after every quarter and see there's tweaks that we can make.
Oh, absolutely. How often do you review? Is it once a quarter or more frequent than that?
Great questions. Paid marketing, we review almost every month.
Okay.
And every other channel, I would say twice a year, because you got to give enough time to those channels to work out. Like events, you
Yeah.
can't change them, on a dime. You got to commit for 6 months in advance.
And attribution is so tough too.
Exactly. We have a saying that every lead, every opportunity is marketing influenced. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I'm sure our team, our community is going to get some nuggets. Good luck building and scaling the business. And if there's anything we can do to help, please reach out.
Of
Thank
course.
you.
Well, thank
Appreciate
you,
it.
Manoj.
Great. Thanks, guys.